The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
If you read the Mail on Sunday last week, you will have seen the story that they had splashed across the front page. Ogre brother abused street kids in Africa. And this is a brother from the John of God's order who had historical charges of child sex abuse against him in Ireland. Was subsequently sent to the missions to Malawi, where it was revealed that he abused again. Well, that makes the front page of the Mail on Sunday again this week, this time with funders of the John of God's Order and former HSE board member and, of course, former chief executive officer of Barnardo's calling for action in response from the order, and particularly calling for an investigation into whether or not enough was done, because, of course, it is a criminal offence not to declare knowledge of child abuse. With us is the former chief executive of Barnardo's, Fergus Finlay. Fergus, having looked at the underlying story, you see this as something that the order itself has to address rather than something related to the individual brother.
Yeah, good morning, Anton. And I should probably mention that my daughter, Mandy, has been used the services of, has been a service user of Mandy has Down syndrome. She's been a service user in John of God's for years and years. These things don't happen. Clossy, the abuser, who we can name because he's been sentenced to jail, operated with impunity for years and years and years. They don't, these things don't happen without somebody looking out for you. And I think we all need to know who that was. There's a pattern in all of the religious institutions of, you know, people being facilitated, helped, protected, moved when necessary. And above and beyond that, there is a pattern of the institution, whether it's a religious order or the lay church, the Catholic Church, there's a pattern of the institution protecting itself, putting its own reputation above, you know, what has happened to survivors and victims and so on. And I think that we can never turn a blind eye to that. In this particular case, it's fairly clear that what Clossy did, he couldn't have done travelling to Africa, travelling back, couldn't have done without others facilitating that. And that's what I want looked at now.
And of course, the change in legislation that came on foot of major revelations in the late 90s and early 2000s means that knowingly placing children in danger is now a crime under the Criminal Justice Act of 2006. So there's a fairly clear-cut manner in which the Gardaí could investigate.
It's the crime of reckless endangerment of a child. And nobody knows who did what, but we need to know who did what. We need to know that they're not still in positions of authority, either in the order or in the very heavily funded services that the order runs. I mean, this is an order that receives well in excess of 200 million a year to provide services to children and adults with an intellectual disability in Ireland. They fought battles with the state over recent years about the amount of funding they receive. And the least that the state is entitled to know is that nobody involved in fighting those battles, in receiving that money, has been a facilitator of this kind of horrendous abuse.
How interventive can the state be in the governance of an organisation like that that it funds? I mean, from your own experience in Barnardo's, can the state lean on John of God's now and say, look, we have concerns about board membership, we have concerns about governance, we demand investigations? Does the millions that pour into the congregation give leverage for the state?
Well, the state has leverage in a variety of ways, which it's loath to use, and that's as it should be. And I don't want to get complicated about this. There are two types of state-funded organisations in this specific area. There are what called Section 39 organisations who provide services to the state of an independent kind and receive funding, and there are Section 38 organisations whose relationship is much closer. Salaries are pretty well determined by the state and so on. I just can't remember which John of God's is, but I'm guessing it's a Section 39 organisation and would be regarded by the state as independent. The state would be reluctant to tell a Section 39 organisation what it should do, though it can. I can't think of examples of it happening, but it can. But they're not the only. The HSE wouldn't. The funder isn't the only body. The charities regulator, for example, has a role in relation to governance. The Gardaí have a role in relation to reckless endangerment and other crimes of that sort. So there are a dozen different ways in which the state could intervene if it chose to.
Lastly, Fergus, the Mail on Sunday details its attempts to get answers from the John of God's and either approaching individuals in leadership positions or approaching the John of God's. It appears that they've been handed back and forth and the end result has been no comment from anybody. Is that acceptable?
I think the answer to that is obvious. Anton, I'm sorry, but it's clearly not acceptable that an organisation that receives so much state money is unwilling to account for something so basic and important as this.
Fergus Finlay, thank you very much for your time this morning. That's Fergus Finlay. If you want to get in touch, 53106 or 087 1400 106. And there's a lot more detail on that story pertaining to not just Fergus Finlay, but also the German funders who are a significant provider of funding to the John of God's and a number of other individuals, including a clinician working for the order, raising significant questions about their response to the revelations in that paper last weekend.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.